And on KBRB, we are at game week, and we are ready to talk Ainsworth football with Bulldog coach Jesse Owen. And Jesse, decent amount of numbers out for the boys this year as you begin your quest for yet another potential district title. It's a long road and some good teams in the way, but feel like you've got a pretty good nucleus of kids back, even though you did lose quite a few contributors from last year's team.
Yeah, I think you put that well. We got a good core nucleus. Always great to have your quarterback back and Chris Fernandez. You know, looking at his season last year, he threw one interception, so he's a smart kid who is the type of kid as a senior you want to lead the way, and Witten Painter's going to hold down the line for us. And then, you know, there's a couple other seniors like Sam Titus and Trevor Pike that'll sprinkle in and lead the way, complemented by that big sophomore class that we always talk about.
Well, you know, you lost just a dynamic two- or three-way player in Morgan Kinney, and tough to, of course, duplicate that. But, boy, and Chris, you've got a true dual threat, a kid that can throw the ball with touch, can throw it deep, can throw the short passes with precision, but boy, can also get the edge and has a lot of quickness in the run game.
Yeah, he's the type of kid that's really fun to watch where, you know, sometimes he scrambles his way into situations that you wouldn't expect to happen and creates a touchdown.
Well, let's talk about, you know, what you mentioned Witten Painter, but that's going to be a three-year starter for you on both lines and just a kid that knows football.
Yeah, hard-nosed, tough kid. And like you said, just very smart. There were people last year, I said Witten Painter is one of the top centers in the state, and most of that is due to his knowledge of the game. We're going to have a bigger line than we've had in the past, but a younger line than we've had in the past. But I think they're going to be firing on all cylinders just because Witten can help line them out.
Yeah, very important when you do talk about having to throw some sophomores in there at the varsity level to have that steadying presence to kind of talk in the huddle or as you get to the line of scrimmage about where they need to go or what they need to look for. Let's talk about, you know, 23 kids on the roster, 14 of those out of the sophomore class, and you've watched that class come up, and now they're to the age where you're going to start seeing them have to step up and produce at the varsity level.
Yeah, it's exciting, you know. Like you said, 14 sophomores. And you look up and down that list, and every one of them has the potential to be a good football player. So you'll see a heavy dose of them sprinkled in a lot of different places. And we keep telling them, you know, I remember another class of kids that was playing as sophomores and ended up doing some really good things for us. So the future is bright with those guys, and we just got to keep the course with them.
Well, as you get ready for a very good Hardington-Newcastle team out of Class D1 to start the non-district year, you know, they're going to bring in a big line, a physical run game. You know, as you've worked through the preseason, what are some of the things you've liked about camp, and what are some of the things you're like, we really need to try to clean this up before we hit game action?
Yeah, a couple things that we've – one, you go in and – again, the message is we're young, and that makes you nervous on a few ends. The difference between being a sophomore and a senior is a big difference, and physicality is usually something that shows itself. When we took off to camp, we went to the Epic Camp down in Dunning, and I was worried about our physicality, but our boys played tough, hard-nosed football. Then we got into camp, and the way we've practiced has just been focused and driven, and we're rattling off some good practices, and I think down the stretch at the end of the season we really might be a good football team.
Well, when you look at this matchup with Hardington Newcastle, I imagine you're going to have to say it's going to be won or lost up front.
Absolutely. Like you said, this they might be one of the biggest eight-man teams in the state. We match up weight-wise, but when you talk about some of the height they have, you know, 6'7", 6'5", another 6'5", just up and down the roster, just different coaching points that you got to bring up with kids with that type of length.
Well, when you see that type of size, I imagine on the offensive end, it's going to be, hey, can we find some advantages with our speed on the perimeter or spreading them out and maybe trying to get the edges and find some things in the passing game?
Absolutely, and it's in the game plan, and they've showed multiple coverages, but always just have our guys prepped. And we're comfortable in the spread. That's something we do quite a bit. But with our line this year, there's also the opportunity to maybe try to do a little ground and pound.
Well, I imagine as you start this season with, as you've said, a pretty young team, you know, what you see on the field in week one might be completely different from what you see on the field week six or seven, as far as kind of kids learning the varsity game, learning what it takes to be physical enough to play at that next level after playing, you know, JV and junior high ball before that, and now seeing what it's like at the varsity level. So I imagine, you know, from week one to week four or five, I'm expecting you're anticipating that you'll see a lot of growth out of this team.
Yeah, that's kind of the plan and almost the mantra the boys are taking on. You know, they, like you said, we have goals we want to fight for. We're fighting for a fourth district championship in a row. But the message is how young we are is get into the playoffs, and by that time we might scare some people.
Well, wish you the best of luck as the Bulldogs will host Friday's game against Hardington Newcastle. You can hear that here on KBRB. Coach Jesse Owen of the Ainsworth Bulldogs. Jesse, look forward to talking to you after the game and throughout the season.
You bet. Always a pleasure.